This is Gamercast episode 324, Disney versus Activision Blizzard. Alternate title, 110-year-old dead man versus Activision Blizzard. This is a show recorded on the 21st of January, 2013. Yeah, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
Yeah. You're mad nasty. Yeah, so what's happening? Too late.
Now for the news.
So yeah, what's happening?
So there's been a bit more news this week than there has been recently. To start off, of course, there's what the title is about, which is Disney Infinity. So Disney's take on trying to reclaim the kind of market share that Skylanders has of...
Reclaim? What do you mean,
well,
reclaim? They never had it in the beginning.
Well, to be fair, Disney have always been pretty powerful.
Disney can get lost.
Well, in terms of IP...
IP what? A mouse whose ears don't turn.
Hey, kids love it.
No, nobody likes it.
Whereas, you know, Skylanders is Spyro with a frying pan in his face. And all these other stupid-looking things. I'm sorry, I just think they look a bit silly. I'm not a Skylanders person, am I?
Skylanders is so much better than Disney crap.
Yeah, but Disney has some good characters under its belt.
Mm.
Hey, they got Pixar as well.
Pixar.
Well, you're going to moan. Either way. So, it's coming out on June 28th. So, during the summer, of course, when kids have time off. So obviously,
well, before the summer, probably.
Actually, yeah, 20th of June. Their holidays start around the end of June, because of course they have the whole of August off, don't they? That's how it used to be when I was in school.
Yeah, but there's a month between June and August. It's called July.
Oh, yeah. Oops. Yeah, I'm not thinking, am I? Obviously, there isn't a month between those two in my head. That was a bit silly. Oh well, to get kids thinking about it over the summer, then, or before the summer, or during the summer. So yeah, they've called it Infinity because it's infinite possibilities and endless fun, which I think is a bit of a weird slogan, slightly cheesy, because I'm not sure how infinite the possibilities actually will be, and if it is actually endless fun. It's coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, Nintendo Wii, Nintendo Wii U, and Nintendo 3DS. Is that kind of what's Skylanders is on? Is Skylanders on all those?
Skylanders is on PC.
Oh, okay, PC, so they're not doing that.
The YI.
Yeah.
The Xboxy, the PlayStationy, and the DS.
So
the
it's on standard. Is it on standard DS as well, then?
No.
No? You sure? You seem a little...
I don't flipping know. How am I supposed to know?
I'm just asking you, because I thought you might know. So, yeah, instead of Skylanders figures that you'll be popping in front of you, whatever.
Bash. Hex. Chop, chop. Stump, smash. Treebeard. Legolas.
You're just coming up with things that you can think of now.
Actually, before I went on to the Lord of the Ring characters, they were all valid characters.
Oh, really? Okay. Very well done. Yes, yeah, so
because I can probably name most of the... Okay, we're going to have a competition. We're having our Skylander competition. Where you show me a picture of a Skylander figure, and I tell you what it is. So there you go. There's a browser. There's a keyboard.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, search for Skylanders and show me a character and I'll name him. I'm not looking at the tweet at the moment.
Now I have to lean forwards. Do they have names on them? No. Yeah, there's lots on there. Do I need to know their names?
No, just tell you their name.
Okay.
Just pick one for me.
The Zeus guy.
I've never seen that one before.
The Yeti type guy up there.
That's that Iceman.
Oh, Paul, you're not doing that well.
Frozen geezer.
Is that Spyro? No, that's Spyro there. What about the shark dude?
Oh, that's Terrafin.
Terrafin. Did I hear you say that the other day? Were we in a shop and you were like, oh my god, they got lots of Terrafin here.
Terrafin.
was the guy with the skull on his head. And the what? Him.
Him? I don't know. I've never seen him. He might not be UK.
What about the Phoenix type Sphinx thing?
These aren't Skylander characters. These
they're stickers.
Show me stickers. No wonder I don't know half of them. Well, there's Prison Break.
What about the tree beard guy?
Double Trouble. That's Stump Smash. That's Chop Chop. That's Hex.
Who's Chop Chop?
That guy.
How is that his name?
That's his name. Chop Chop.
Chop Chop. He doesn't look like... I think a wood guy would Flame be called Slinger. Chop Chop. A wood guy with an axe. That makes
Bash.
Sense. Chop Chop.
Eruptor.
He's like a Spartan.
Oh, God. What's he called? What's his name? The machine gun. He's got a machine gun in the second series. That's Drill Sergeant.
He looks like a train.
Drill Sergeant, yeah. See, I know him.
Okay.
Just because you'd never played it. I play it all the time.
Uh-huh. Okay, so for Disney Infinity, you won't just be collecting the heroes. You're collecting villains and sidekicks as well. All they've kind of really said about so far is Pirates of the Caribbean, Monsters, Inc., and The Incredibles. And then you also get Infinity Coins, which are in-game... Well, used for in-game treats and surprises.
So Infinity Coins!
Whether that's microtransactions or you're just buying some coins that you then put in front of a camera or something like that and it says, you've got 50 coins or something like that. You can now buy this. But yeah, they're doing starter packs like you get with Skylanders, right? You get starter packs, don't you?
Yeah, you get a starter pack.
They have three in them, don't they?
They come with three figures.
So Disney are doing starter packs as well with Infinity, which get you... Well, you get an Infinity Reader, an Infinity Coin, a Landmark piece, and three characters, which is Jack Sparrow, Sully, and Mr. Incredible.
All I want to know is, can I drive the Cars car from Cars?
Well, I don't know, they haven't shown Cars.
On the Black Pearl.
They haven't shown Cars. So, to be fair, I watched the trailer and it showed Buzz Lightyear flying around. So him going from running and then... jumping off something and then flying off. You can create your own environments, which they show in the trailer, although them saying you can create your own environments, it shows this really blocky kind of platformy level that's been blocked out. But then, you know, maybe if they've actually made their levels from the toolset they have that they give the players, then it would make sense, but they probably won't do.
They're not going to give some console noob the whole toolset, are they?
No. But what the thing is, they don't give the Little Big Planet players the full toolset, but... they make the levels in the creation kit.
Yeah, but that's totally different than that. Then like, Disney Little Big Planet yeah. is easy to do in comparison. It's 2D. You know, you don't have to worry about any complicated 3D.
2.5.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So yeah, that's not coming out.
You just place things there, or there. Okay. Or there, or there. Not you actually build crap out of, you know.
I know, out of actual objects and stuff like that. So yeah, that's coming out 28th of June. I imagine people might just buy the figures because they're Disney, because you get people out there that really like Disney.
Well, yeah, people just buy the Skylanders figures.
Oh, really? I still wish I picked up that Skylanders figures from E3. I could have sold that. But I wouldn't do that, would I? That'd be naughty.
I would.
You would, yeah.
I'll make them on it.
I'm assuming like, they would go for like 300 quid or something, such a bit like that. Yeah.
Right, next time you get the bloody figures and you sell the bloody figures.
Well, I didn't know they were giving away Skylanders figures until I saw them on bloody eBay, did I? Anywho, Halo 4 news, they've announced the Return of Spartan Ops Season 1, which from the 21st of January, so from today to the 24th of February, they're doing 5 weeks of episodic content.
Episodic!
So you'll be able to pick that up. So episodes... 1 to 5 is the ones that are playable now, is that right? Were there 5 episodes available?
Yeah, 5, I think.
So there'll be the other half of that, 6 to 10, yeah. Which might be the end of season 1, and then there'll just be season 2 afterwards, not 100% sure. But yeah, so you'll be able to download those. I can't remember if they're free or not. Did you have to get the pass to be able to get those for free? Or was that all for map packs? It was all for map packs, wasn't it? But yeah, so they'll be coming out shortly. Total War of Rome 2 news. They've announced a new faction. Paul, stop messing about with that. Stop it. Please. Thank you. Now, don't play around with that. talking about Rome. Care about that.
I'll play around with whatever I want.
Okay. So they'd already announced the Romans and the Carthaginians because of the Battle of Carthage.
Carthaginians.
And they've now announced Macedon? Macedons?
Macedon? That's a man dirty dinosaur.
Well, that's what I thought when I saw it. Macedon?
Oh, Macedonia
faction,
people.
Macedonian faction, there you go. And they've still got another two, four, five, at least five more factions to go to announce. And yeah, they announced that new
Is
one.
Is that it?
Well, that's all they've got on their wiki at the moment. But that might not be it. There might be more.
I want to play as Britain.
They might have just put a few
coming
soon.
We've got
soon.
Our hobos and we're swimming across a channel and we've all drowned. What's
But yeah, so they announced the Macedonians. Is that how you say it, Macedonians? Is that the right
Well, it's terminology? Not. That's Macedonia is like the modern place, isn't it?
Okay. They've announced them as a faction in their newest episode of Rally Point. And they've said they'll announce more soon, of course. If you watch that, they go into detail a bit more on the faction. But yeah, they've got all about it on the Total War wiki that you can go on. About the different factions. Macedonian. Macedonian. Southeast Europe. Yep, yeah, so that's cool.
Giving so us Macedon or Macedonia was an ancient Greek kingdom.
Okay, the Greeks.
Blah 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 blah.
Drachma. But then that was the main currency of all of Greece anyway. Yeah, so I'm sure they'll let loose more faction information soon when they announce more stuff. I mean, we've got lots of events coming up, haven't we? But then again, they just kind of announced this out of the blue. So maybe they'll I don't know, announce it fairly regularly.
I don't know what's going on.
They'll either have another five, making it eight factions, or they're just, for the website, just got a few coming soon, so maybe they'll add more. But all the information that they've kind of announced so far is available on the Total War Wiki at the moment. Next up, SimCity News. You can, I'm saying a lot today, you can join the beta, or has that run, it's run out, I can't really say it, they did launch, did you sign up for the beta?
Yeah.
You did. There's not that much point in me mentioning this, because I swear though, when I looked at it, it had a date that I thought was available, but it's not. So they had a beta running, but you had until 2 a.m. this morning to finish applying for it. It's running next weekend, and you get to play an hour.
You get to play for an hour,
and then you can replay that hour if you want to, but you can only play for 1 hour, the one set hour that they're letting you do, which sounds a lot like the demo that was at Eurogamer.
It sounds a lot like they realised the game's crap.
Well, who knows what it's like.
2 kilometer square maps.
The most
Mad Daddy
the lad. Largest maps that we've seen have just been in trailers. In that intro video, that's shown the biggest so far, and even they weren't that big.
It's tiny. I don't even. I mean, come on, God. Why? What is? Do you just not have the performance to make the maps bigger? Why? For lame people on laptops with no power? Sorry, I want to be able to edit that game to have maps 16 times that size, at least. I don't care about the performance, because my computer can handle it.
Okay. Next up, No Time to Explain, which we mentioned a while back when I think it went up on its Kickstarter, or maybe just when it was announced. It's a kind of cool little... It's like a far side scrolling platformer, but then you're using your gun to jump and move about and stuff like that. It's 2D. It looks really interesting. It also looks like it'd be really hard. I watched their newest trailer as well, which made it look quite crazy. I think you're chasing after a shark that has yourself from the past in its mouth while it's trying to kill you.
Oh, that makes sense.
And you're your version from the future. And there's no time to explain, which is where the name comes from. But yeah, it's been greenlit on Steam through the Greenlight doodads that they've got going. And it will be released on the 25th of January for Steam. And it will be about $10, so I'm not sure what that will really be.
$10, dude.
But they've added stuff like Steam achievements, Steam server saves, lots of ribs in people's eyes, hundreds of levels, and levels made by their Kickstarter supporters, including Notch. Because everyone cares about Notch.
No one cares about stupid Notch. You're a damn idiot, fool. I'm going to totally murder you. You hear me? What?
Okay. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance news. So the demo is officially coming out on January 23rd.
Metal Gear Revengeance. Part revenge, part vengeance.
On PlayStation Network and Xbox Live. So if you didn't pick up a copy of Zoe, you can download it for free.
Thanks.
Also, a weird thing that's going on with... I don't know what the deadline is. It's got February 22nd. Deadline of... I haven't got a deadline then. So Shop 2 are doing a kind of promotional thing with Konami for the release of Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
Konami, are they still in business?
Yes, Konami is still in business. And for anyone who's going to throw a party to celebrate the release of Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, not something that people do every day, a party to celebrate the release of a game, but if you are planning to, of course, after them saying this, you've got until the 16th of February to apply, well, to pre-order through Shop 2. If you pre-order through Shop 2, you can apply to host a Metal Gear Rising party. You fill out a certain form, and then 250 party entrance posts. 250 party enterers are then picked to be allowed to have these parties, and then you can pick 9 guests, or up to 9 guests, or at least 9 guests even. If you invite 9 guests, you're sent a free Metal Gear Rising party pack, which they will send you separate from the game. As well as that, and they let you have the party on the 16th of February, so they get the game for you for the 16th of February, even though it comes out on February 22nd. As well as that, they say they want you to send in photos and videos of your party to win prizes. And the
this is a really... Actually, I've changed my mind on this. This is a really good idea.
And the two...
We're going to have a...
Can I finish?
Gamercast 325 party. And yeah.
And the 250 people that win the party packs actually have like Metal Gear stuff in them. So you get some cool stuff, which is why it's kind of a tempting thing to do, because then you get something that's fairly quite limited. And you get to play the game a week early.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's not even... it's a week early.
Party time, excellent.
And that's on 360 or PlayStation 3, if you want to pre-order
it. What about PC?
And have a party. Next up, Dead Island Riptide has a slightly... Well, it's not really controversial, but you could say it's slightly controversial. Collector's edition that's been announced. I saw it, I think, a day before the press release went out, because they had a picture of it on collectorseditions.org. And it's a zombie bait edition, which is exclusive to the UK, I believe. America have a different one with like a little like hula girl. It doesn't look great. It's not the best looking collection. But this zombie bait one has an even worse looking thing with it, which is a, I suppose, well, they call it Dead Island's grotesque take on an iconic Roman marble torso sculpture. So what it is, it's a 31 centimeter high
dead person,
head chopped off to the waist, girl wearing a bikini
with no head,
with, yeah, she's got no head. She's got her ribs poking out, they don't look very good.
That's a zombie,
and they're supposed to be hand painted, but it doesn't look that great.
Hand painted is obviously going to be worse than a machine doing it.
Mate, well, if you had the best people hand painting it,
yeah, but then it would be 10,000.
And if you picked the best colours, and if you actually had a nice statue in the first place, it wouldn't be too bad. But I saw it and I was just like, what on earth are they doing? But yeah, they wanted to make something different. Apparently strictly limited. They haven't said how limited. But with it, you also get a steelbook version of Riptide, collectible art cards, and an exclusive pack of weapon mods that allow even more death and destruction of zombies. The game's coming out April 23rd. Oh, wait. April 23rd in America, April 26th in the rest of the world. On PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and Windows. I'll show you a picture of the thing after the
game. No, I'm sure I've seen it.
Yeah? Oh, okay. if you've seen it then.
Are we talking about Fire Emblem Awakening?
Yes. So, sadly, this is an American thing. So, with Fire Emblem Awakening coming out on February 4th in America Land, it does not have a release date in the UK yet. This is the first 3DS game of... Well, the first 3DS Fire Emblem title coming out. It came out in Japan a little while back, quite some time ago, I think. And for the American release, they're having a blue... 3DS. They haven't said what style of blue, other than a beautiful blue, which has the Fire Emblem artwork. Apparently on the console it says emblazoned with stylish Fire Emblem artwork. It's also got the game pre-installed on the hardware and comes with a 4GB memory card, or SD card. They haven't said whether it's SDHC or if it's actually even a good SD card. It might be. But yeah, so you can get a limited console with the game for $199 dues. There's also a demo coming out, I believe, I'd guess only in America, on January 17th. So that should be out now if you're in America and want to download it. And they'll also have maps available for purchase. And also they're doing downloadable maps, which I think is quite an interesting thing. Like daily... Oh no, weekly ones. I thought it was daily. Doing weekly ones, kind of like what they do with Professor Layton. But with Fire Emblem.
Professor
Layton.
Little
tactical maps.
That's not the theme tune, but never mind. Killer is Dead.
What is that the theme tune of? Okay. You just made up a theme tune. Killer is Dead, as Paul just said.
Wait, can we change it to Kilner is Dead?
No.
Kilner.
Killer is Dead is the new Grasshopper game, which looks like it could definitely have connections with Killer 7. So Killer 7 from GameCube, PS2.
GameCube.
Yeah. Don't do that. All I can say really is watch the trailer. We've got it on the website. I'd say it's kind of a not suitable for work trailer, almost. Only ever so slightly.
Well, to be fair, you should be watching things at work anyway. You should be working.
Well, it depends on what you do for a job.
No, you're there to do work, not watch stuff.
But it, yeah, but what if you're on your lunch? What's your
answer to that? You still shouldn't use their computers to do stuff, should you?
It depends on if you work in an office or not.
No.
Okay, anyway, you should
watch
the trailer.
When I'm working outside, I don't have no funky computer.
You should watch the trailer. It's currently got a release date of summer on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 in Japan. No release date for the UK as such, but that's, of course, because the publisher will have to pick it up. Maybe Rising Star will pick it up, or maybe it's a bit expensive for them. Who knows?
It's going to be publishing.
But yeah, check out the trailer on the Gamecast website, gamecast.net. And you'll be able to find it. It should be on the main page somewhere. Just look, and it'll say Killer is Dead. It's like maybe the fourth one down, or something like that. Next up, Crusader Kings 2 Republic has been announced, a new expansion for Crusader Kings 2. It introduces...
It's a game that some people
great
buy
Great Merchant Republics of Medieval Europe. Blah, blah, blah. It adds lots of stuff. But they're also patching it as well at the same time. I'm just going to mention that. I'm not going to go into detail, because otherwise I'm just going to read these paragraphs.
Neboa, don't need to know.
But they'll also be doing two other small DLC packs, which are 99p each, and the Republic expansion pack is $7.99 digitally.
What about the monarchy?
I'm not a big history person, so I don't know most things. You know history stuff, I don't really, do I?
Yeah, I know the difference between a republic and a monarchy.
Okay.
Basically, the chat room says this expansion pack adds trade.
Okay. Well, I did say Great Merchant Republics of Medieval Europe. I didn't really know what that meant by saying that. Don't laugh. Do you want me to hit you over the head with this? Stop it. You and your smirky laugh that you enjoy doing oh so much.
So it is it?
Don't you dare do anything to my face. I'll just cover it bloody stuff. Next up, Pearl of the Wasteland Afterfall has been announced, which is after Afterfall Insanity doing quite well on Steam Greenlight. They've been... decided, well, Intoxicate and Nicholas Games have decided to do a new chapter in the history of Afterfall, and it's 63 years after Day Zero, so of course when the first one took place, I would imagine Day Zero, you mean something like that, and they're making it, don't They're making it episodic. I want to talk properly. Can you just stop doing this?
Well, behave yourself.
Well, you stop it then. I am. I'm trying to read the news. Thank you. You want to close that? Cheers. It was announced a while ago. Okay. Yeah, so they're taking Afterfall into a more episodic format. As opposed to what it was before, which was just one big game. It's based around the Pearl of the Wasteland, which is a legendary city of wonders that those in search of their identity will seek out. Oh, because you're looking for pearls. Okay, that makes sense. Taking place over 3 episodes, series focuses on 3 different heroes whose motivations, experiences, and desires will shape the story, and at times the 3 may cross paths as they are aiming for the discovery of the famed pearl.
The famed pearl.
Each episode is planned to be about 1.5 hours long, to 2 hours long, dependent on how long you play it for. And they will focus on Reaper, Hope, Iriv, and Rotka Iriv. With a mix of action, exploration, and saving other characters from threats in the same sense of I Am Alive and The Walking Dead. They've actually name-dropped 2 games in that. There will be recreating the original Afterfall world with similar environments, characters, weapons, sounds, and music. It's currently not got a release date yet, but it will be coming to Windows. Otherwise, you can keep an eye on their project on Facebook. The Cave, awesome news, has a release date. Oh, short name this year.
Is that awesome? Whatever.
I usually copy press releases. I apologise. Those 2 games were name dropped by Charlotte, who wrote the news post that I copied. The Cave has a release date. So we mentioned this last week because you could pre-release.
So we're opening a shop in town called the Nerd Cave.
What?
Is that not what we're doing? I thought you wanted to do that.
You could. So we mentioned last week that you could pre-purchase. Yeah, that's what I want to do. The Nerd Cave. Could we take the nerds in the cave and do something?
Yeah, we beat them up. Now who win? Oh look, half a Creative Assembly are missing.
Okay, so we mentioned about pre-purchasing the cave last week and how you could get it on Steam and get the straw hillbilly hat and all the other jib-jab, there's like teddy bear and stuff like that, and how it was coming out by the end of January at least, because they said release date of January. Well, it's coming out on the 23rd of January. Yay, on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows. 1,200 Microsoft points,
Windows
$9.99. Windows via Steam. That's why you can pre-purchase it.
It's a Steam game, is it?
Yep. And it will be coming out a bit later on Nintendo Wii U.
Can I have a look?
It'll be coming out later on Nintendo Wii U. It's a lovely little game. The only issue with it is that it is kind of a local-only game. It's for up to 3 players, but you all have to be playing on the same console or system. So if you play it on PC, I guess you have to have 3 game pads plugged in. If you play it on 360, 3 controllers, PS3, 3 controllers, Wii U, 3 controllers. Which makes sense because it's a cooperative game where you want to be talking and solving puzzles with your friends. However, I need 3 people to play it with. Well, 2 people to play it with. Or I could play it on my own, but that just wouldn't be the same. It'd be kind of boring. I don't want to solve puzzles on my own.
Let's talk about Dead Space 3, because that's obviously a new fun title coming out from EA.
Yeah, so this was just a brief announcement that there is a
Funky edition.
Dev Team Edition available on the EA Store's website. What it is just a funky edition, which is limited to 5,000. You can only order it off their North American store. However, you can buy it without a game or with a game. So you can spend £63 on it. And you get... there's like a big tin that comes in. Oh, look, I can read it off here. Oh, that's North America only. A tin collector's case that's 14 by 9 inches. And embossed. Serrano's journal. An art book, which is... 8.5, potentially. A flip book. A marker statue. Med pack. A poster pack. And a postcard set. You can get that on Xbox 360. If you buy it with the game, you can get Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. It's £100 for it with the game, although I'm not sure if they actually sell the thingamajiggies. What's the word? They sell you the game if you're outside of the UK. So yeah, that's kind of cool. If you want one, because it's limited to 5,000, so you'd have one of the 5,000 out there. But £63, and I don't think that's including postage, which wasn't too bad. It's worse for if you want to buy the Mass Effect N7 shoes, which the postage is like $40, whereas for Dead Space, I think it was only like something under $20, maybe $16 or something like that. And then finally in the news, which happened today, Atari have filed for bankruptcy, apparently. It filed for Chapter 11. Yep.
The US Atari.
Well, Atari is a US brand.
But they're owned by Infogrames, which are French, are they not?
Atari bought Infogrames, I thought.
No, Infogrames bought Atari.
I'm pretty sure Infogrames don't exist anymore.
Yeah, because they rebranded themselves Atari.
Oh, okay. Well, to be fair, I don't think Atari even has a UK base these days.
Who said anything about the UK?
Well, you were asking if it was the American Atari.
Well, it's the American. They're trying to break off from the parent company, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Well, can I just clarify?
Yeah, there you go. As you said,
Chapter 11 isn't bankruptcy.
Is it not?
Bankruptcy is bankruptcy. Chapter 11 basically is similar to administration.
Well, it says that, as you just said, the motivation was to break free from the French parent company, Atari SA.
Yeah, so I think that is what Infogrames used to be called.
Oh, okay.
Are now called.
2012 was a bad year for Atari, with a spat of retro re-releases unable to prevent revenue falling 34% and profit reaching just 11 million. Its share prices currently stand at under €1 each.
Yeah. Originally called Infogrames Entertainment. So obviously whatever studio they set up in America, they're trying to break off.
If successful, they could see the company break free from the debts that have been holding it back. It also is looking for a clean break from its London-based finance partner, Blue Bay, an entity on which Atari is currently almost completely rely upon, and that currently lacks the clout to allow the publishing of any of the company's in-development titles. Since they've got bloody games in development as well. Jeez. I mean, to be fair, what, Test Drive 2 didn't do very good. Yars Revenge, that was a bit strange. For a re-release of an old...
They do never Winter Night soon, don't
they? Yeah, that's true.
Not that that's any good.
What, do they do Dungeons & Dragons Online as well? I didn't do too well, did it? But yeah. I mean, to be fair, they've kind of fallen off the radar a while ago. So yeah. I thought it was full on bankruptcy that they filed for.
No, Chapter 11 is similar to administration. Bankruptcy is bankruptcy. Administration or Chapter 11 is when you bring in mad daddy people, which can legally then freeze your debt and stuff like that,
so
to try and pay it back.
Is it Infogrames that have all the debt then? From the sounds of it. Because Atari want to break free from that debt.
No, it would be the Atari US company.
Okay. Because Infogrames own Alone in the Dark.
But Infogrames will own however many stock in the company. I don't stop that Atari US from, filing for whatever they want. So there you go. In 2008, Infogrames made an offer to Atari to buy out all remaining public shares. Blah 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 blah. See, I know what's going on. Yeah, you're like, oh no, different. It's like, nah. I think I know. Like the game in history, like, in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right. The chat room want to talk about HMV and Blockbuster, but we're not going to talk about them because this is Gamercast, not Retailcast. Anyway, it looks like HMV are fine now.
It's the state of
and it looks
the
like
UK's
Blockbuster's fine anyway. They're just going to close some stores.
It's the state of the UK partial gaming retail outlets. Well, yeah, Blockbuster's selling, what, 160 stores, is it, or something like that?
Closing.
Game are looking to buy 45 of them last time I heard.
What, Blockbuster stores?
Or was that HMV?
No, we don't want that rubbish.
HMV stores. Yeah, HMV are taking gift cards from tomorrow, which is Tuesday the 22nd. And yeah, some old git stole games from a HMV in Ireland because he was like, oh, this is mine.
He should be arrested.
And they were games of a higher value than his gift card.
Yeah, but he said he was going to post the money and the gift card back to them. Although, oh, right, since we're actually talking about this, so the guy nicked Euro Truck Simulator...
Two.
Whatever.
Sims expansion.
Yeah, what was the other one, though?
What was it, Charlotte? You know.
Come on, chat room. He nicked three games.
Come on, chat room. What were the other games?
It was Sims Rail 3. Sim. Okay, so he nicked Rail Sim, Euro Truck Sim, and then Sims 3 Fast Lane or whatever it is. How funny would it be if a guy doesn't own the Sims 3? Oh, I'm just going to take this. And then he has to go back in to buy the Sims 3?
Probably how many people were backing that guy, though, saying, oh, yeah, he's, you know, owed the money. He can go steal whatever the hell he wants. You know, last time I knew, that was against the law, stealing.
In that case, right, I'm having that. This, what other valuable things have you got? You owe me money, give it here.
I don't owe you money.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Yeah, so now it's time for the funnest part of the show, where we guess what the noise of the thing is that I play, and then people go, ah, oh, I was wrong. Yeah, so last week, everyone would have heard this. Get ready for some cool music. Right. So we actually had a lot of guesses. A load of people guessed totally wrong. We actually had Charlotte, however, guess correct. Windsor, we got people in the chat room trying to guess what it is now. It's like, this is last week's. So the answer was Mega Man. Well, she said Mega Man. The actual answer was Mega Man 2. But we're going to let her have the GZs for that. Actually, no, screw it. I'm having the GZs for that.
No, let her have the GZs. Oh, poor. There you go.
Fine. This week, we've got something a little bit more tricky. Because that was too easy. I was like, sometimes I use really easy ones. And
or you reuse them.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I'm just really lazy. I'm just like, oh, what did I do 50 episodes ago and replay that? Right, so this week we've got this.
They're going to blockade us. They'll wait to see if the plague turns the city into a graveyard.
Are you okay, Mother?
Okay, so we need some chit-chat, yeah? Because in the podcast, yeah, this is just empty noise.
I know it is. Chit-chat. Well, you give me some clues.
Clues. Multi-platform. Xbox, PlayStation, PC, at least, last year, and it's first person.
First person?
Yeah.
Char's done a guess, but that's not a first person game.
Army?
She says Amy.
I don't even know what that is.
First person, multi-platform. Was it a retail game, or was it digital?
Yeah, it's a retail game.
First person retail game with a girl and a mum in it on multiple platforms last year.
Call of Duty. Call of Duty Medal of Honor 2. Or how about Lord of the Rings Age of Empires 2, which was another fun game someone asked for. Do you have Lord of the Rings Age of Empires 2? Is that what it is? You what?
So, I'm just trying to think of what that could be on multiple platforms.
There are loads of shooters that came out. Sorry, first person games. We're not saying what genre it is. It's first person now.
You just said the word shooter.
Well, five.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Two. One.
It sounds different. You had two fingers up there.
Five. Anyone else in the chat room? Because I'm going to press the button. Okay. I don't know what that is, but okay.
It's an XBLA PSN title.
Yeah, well, I didn't play it.
I played it when it came out.
So anyone listening to the podcast can submit their guess by sending an email to feedback@gamercast.net. With my guess for Name That Game in the title. and then the guests somewhere in the body text.
I might have to have a re-listen to it during the week.
Or you could go on our website, www.gamercast.net/episode-324-Disney-versus-Activision. I don't think Blizzard would be in the title because it's too long. And then put a little comment in there of what you think the guess is. If you're correct next week, you'll get the GZs. In fact, maybe we should do like cash prizes. That'll get people playing, won't it? You can win £1,000.
Wonder if where's that money coming from? Me? Oh, great.
Well, I don't know. We can get some Mad Daddy to pay for that. Windsor, give me some money. So yeah, GZ to Charlotte for last week.
Mega Man.
And we will find out the answer to this week, next week.
New releases this week.
Okay, so there's only a couple of games coming out this week. The first is Ace Combat Assault Horizon Enhanced Edition.
Yes, so you may notice the name Ace Combat Assault Horizon because it came out on 360 PS3, was it last year or the year before now? I think it might have been 2 years ago now. It's coming out on PC, finally. I guess it had a bit of a delayed release. It's out on PC. It's enhanced because
it is less rubbish.
It can run in 920 by 1200 at 60 frames per second, which the console games couldn't run at.
Duh.
It also includes
so basically they just admit it's got bad graphics, which is why it can run that fast.
Well, it says, taking advantage of the power of PCs.
Wait, so what? Can it not run at 80 frames a second?
Structure never looked so good.
Or
I don't
120
know.
Frames? Can
I
it not run at,
know.
You know, 4K resolution?
What's going on? You also get most of the DLC items that were released on console.
Most.
So you get a few different ships. Can I call it a ship? Aircrafts, maybe?
Ship.
It's
a Mad Daddy battleship.
It has multiplayer stuff, which uses Games Windows Live. So whether that means it's got achievements, that sounds like it does.
Achievements is good. We approve, even though everyone moans about it.
So yeah, you can pick that up. Oh yeah, it's just completely Games Windows. The multiplayer portion will feature support through Games Windows Live. So whether or not that means it has achievements or not,
probably. If they implement that for multiplayer, they're going to put achievements.
Yeah, I think they'd add achievements. So yeah, that's coming out. Sure about that. I was yawning and Paul was having a sip of his drink.
At the same time.
The exact same time. Obviously, him picking up his mug made me yawn. And then finally, the only other game coming out this week is Power Rangers Super Samurai, which is an Xbox 360 Power Rangers game.
Can you just say that again?
Power Rangers Super Samurai.
Better the first time you said it.
Sorry. I wasn't putting as much
emphasis.
I'm going
to change that to my ringtone. Power Rangers Super Samurai.
Thanks, Paul. I believe it can use Kinect. It lets fans wield the Samurizer.
The Samurizer?
What's the Samurizer? To master the elements of fire, water, sky, forest, and earth.
Oh my god, don't do that. You're going to summon Captain Planet.
As they morph into red, blue, pink, green, or yellow rangers. Martial arts training and fitness combined with team-based battles teach the importance of teamwork, friendship, and responsibility to battle hordes of Ninglock monsters. You can also unlock secret passageways, access hidden levels, and get hints on how to defeat the armies of evil while collecting enough swords to gain the Samurai Megazord. Samurai Megazord needed to take down the Mega Monster once and for all.
So this funky sword, I guess that what goes on the Power Rangers giant robot Godzilla creature thing.
Is this Become a Ranger somehow? Which I imagine is its Kinect support. Morph into your favourite ranger from the Samurai series. Super Samurai series.
Okay.
So yes, it's a Power Rangers game. I don't think Power Rangers is anywhere near as popular as it was when I was a kid. It was really naff. I didn't like it. I thought it was really cheesy.
Yeah, no one likes Power Rangers. They suck.
I prefer cartoons.
Cartoons for kids. I prefer text.
You prefer text.
Traditionally for a book.
Oh, yeah.
Text.
I didn't do that.
Look at all the text I've got on my screen.
Look at my screen. It's just text.
See, text is
text.
Good.
Lots of text.
Yeah, because that can be.
You can see that text. Lots of text. Text. So that's all the releases for this week. At least Ni No Kuni's out next week, so there's a better game out.
What is Ni No Kuni? Because loads of people are like getting excited about it.
It's the new level 5 JRPG, but it's been made in collaboration with Studio Ghibli. So you know the people that made Ponyo? You remember Ponyo, don't you? The little
that's a Mad Daddy film.
Fish girl. Yeah, so the people that the animation house that do Ponyo and other Studio Ghibli films have worked in collaboration with Level 5 to create Ni No Kuni.
Okay, so what sort of game is it?
It's a JRPG.
So it's an RPG, but rubbish.
Why are you saying it's rubbish?
Japanese.
That's a bit harsh.
Well, to be fair, what was the last decent RPG they ever made?
The last decent RPG they ever made.
What was the last decent RPG?
Not the last Final Fantasy game.
Out of Japan.
Ni No Kuni is supposed to be quite good. So it came out, when was it?
Shenmue 2, maybe?
Shenmue 2 is awesome, but it's a different kind of RPG. Beat 'em up RPG, that is. So it actually came out in 2011 in Japan on PS3. However, we're not getting until 2013. It also came out on DS.
So this year.
Yeah.
Next week, in fact.
Next week. It also came out on DS in Japan back in 2010. However, there's been no kind of pickup of the DS version, which is a shame because it had a really nice box.
It had
a really big box.
Shame
because it had the Wizard's Companion Guide in it. Ni No Kuni's coming out next week, but we can talk about that next week. But it's JRPG made by Level 5 in collaboration with Studio Ghibli. And it looks really nice, and of course they have nice cutscenes because for once it's not flipping 3D, ooh, look at our CGI trailers, like Final Fantasy. You've got lovely
World of Warcraft advert that's always on TV. More effort on that the entire game.
Cool, so that's kind of it for this week.
Ooh, the website is getting reworked this year.
I was going to say, are we...
chopped it out there, since I'm in the planning stages.
Yeah. Planning it how?
Planning it in now. I had M Editor open earlier and started playing around.
Okay.
Well, you know how I was going to change the header logo so it's actually a picture rather than a background picture?
Yeah.
So the different things would actually show the right picture on them when you flip and link the post on Facebook and stuff like that. I'm like, you know what? The GamerCast website, although it's still far better looking than every other gaming website out there, it could still be even better.
Okay. Don't make it too flash.
It's not going to use flash.
No, but I mean flashy, like your website. Don't make it too flashy.
Oh no, it won't have that level of pointless animation just to show what I can do with 3 lines of CSS.
Okay.
How big is your ego? Well, you know the distance between the Sun and Jupiter?
What, that? Double that?
Say times that by, say, 16,500.
I was going to say we're doing an episode next week.
Let's just go back to the chat room on this, because we never argue with the chat room enough anymore. What do you mean, how big is my ego? What's that supposed to mean? Are you actually saying there's a gaming website out there that looks better than the GamerCast website?
And runs better.
Do you know how fast that website looks beautiful, and it is fast, because I optimize it down to the byte. Yeah, not to the kilobyte, to the byte.
And that's why Paul constantly does speed tests as well, to make sure he's
fast. In fact, let's do a speed test right now. Miles better. Is miles better, you mad dafty?
Yeah, I was going to say, are we doing a show next week? But
I think we should
be okay too.
Why? What's going on? You'll be back from your mad dafty thing,
yeah,
aren't you?
Well, I think I've got Monday off, so I can do the show notes in the...
Right, let's test us against... Okay, we're just going to use this Mad Daffy tool I just came across.
Is that the one you usually use?
I don't know, to be honest. I haven't done it for so long. In fact, I'm going to run this now, and it's going to be the slowest. Gamer.
You should do MCV. MCV, yeah. Because their website is chuggy as
any other websites? Any other websites? Last call for more websites. Anyone else? Come on, chat room. Come on.
No one.
One. Five.
Kotaku?
Four. I don't know how to spell that. Three.
Kotaku. There you go. She's got it.
Kotaku.com. Right. Let's see whose website wins.
And let's hope you... Right, to be fair, there's a pretty slow website, so you got there.
Oh no, we were beaten.
Really?
Kotaku beat us, but I think their page went wrong because they had an average speed per kilobyte of 0 seconds. So I'm actually going to rerun that test.
Okay.
Because I think Kotaku broke it. Oh no, Kotaku's still faster. Flipping out. Okay, there's a website faster than Gamercast, but I disagree with it.
I'm amazed by that. They're covered in pictures and adverts.
Oh, this isn't pictures. This is code render the page. So as you can see there, Gamercast in second place, beaten only by Kotaku. Yeah, I mean, look at this. Eurogamer, like, 3 times slower. IGN.
Wow, I'm amazed that MCV is faster than Eurogamer. MCV, like, takes forever whenever I load it.
Yeah, but
as you said, it's to do with code.
And I don't know if this actually pings external things as well, like adverts and stuff. And obviously Gamercast would win in that respect since our homepage has 0 adverts. In fact, let's look at our website right now. There you go. For all the people watching live already on our website, look at it. This is awesome. It's the most awesome oh my god, there's a bug.
Oh wow, 50%, that really kind of breaks a little bit, doesn't it? Oh.
Okay, that's broken. I've never spotted that before.
You got a bug to fix.
So let's actually cut off this show.
There we go.
So, yeah. But then saying that, I noticed a bug on the surface the other day as well.
Did you?
See, look, man, it's awesome. And it's only going to get better because all this annoying rounded stuff is going to disappear.
Oh no, what's it going to go to? I like...
It's going to go to plain text.
I like rounded edges.
It's plain nice, text.
It's nicer than squared off edges.
Really? Usually. I thought squares were now the new trendy thing.
Are they? It's squares in. I like curves. Yeah.
Since we managed to do curved borders in CSS, everyone's used it to death now, and squares are cool again. Now we'll keep the rounded edges. It's just I'm going to make some changes to, like... Well, lots of changes to be honest. In fact, it has to be completely rewritten.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not just a little rewriter. That means massive rewrite from the ground up. Which is not a small project considering the amount of crappy CSS is in that. That's obviously unoptimized since fucking Kotaku. But anyway, that's it for this week.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week
with Ni No Kuni and news.
With the news of MechWarrior Online and how whatever patch came out this week is obviously whatever, yeah.
Bye.